Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Oklahoma's weed improvement team, led by state weed breeder Dr. Brett Carver, is one of the most celebrated and distinguished genetic programs in the industry, constantly developing new weed varieties that empower growers and help them produce the highest quality, highest yielding crops by reducing the effects of our region's unique environmental challenges. Invested in that work are the farmers themselves. Oklahoma Wheat Commissioner Michael Peter says it's worth every penny.
The investment the Oklahoma Wheat Commission makes with the breeding team in Oklahoma State is very important for the Oklahoma wheat producer. As we all know, the environment it's constantly changing. So from that standpoint, it's great for the Oklahoma farmers, and it's constantly something we have to keep up with. And that's things that Brett Carver has his team doing. And in order to do that research, it takes time, but it also takes investment. And that investment comes from the Oklahoma wheat producer with their checkoff. I really wish that every wheat producer could come up here to Oklahoma State and go through some of the facilities and see what they do, because it really is amazing work they are doing for us.
To learn more about the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, go to okwheat.org.
Well, there were no cash cattle traded yesterday, as packers and feedlots have so far been unwilling to budge. The inability of cattle futures to reach to higher ground may make it difficult for feedlots to make a case for higher cash business to be done. Although futures are still in an uptrend, there is concern a temporary top may be made as the market corrects from being overbought. Cutout values will need to find support in order to add support to cattle futures. Beef supply is expected to decline from the fourth quarter of this year into the first quarter of next year, with December and February futures showing that. Now on the hog futures, October and later lean hog futures have posted a strong showing the past 3 days, but the same cannot be said for the August contract. Spread traders have been active by selling August and burying October and later contracts. There has been too much premium in the August contract relative to underlying cash, which triggered the bearish trading activity. Hog supplies through the end of the year are expected to slow from the brisk pace that it has been so far this year. Well, wheat markets are all weaker, failing to hold yesterday's mid-session bounce, with most contracts now working on a three-day losing streak. Wheat feels as though it has held in better than row crops, mainly because of the lack of weather influence on a crop being harvested around the northern hemisphere. Wheat production estimates for Russia, Ukraine, Germany, and Argentina continue to be thrown around, although most are near current USDA ideas. Corn prices are lower, following through on the last 2 days worth of selling and looking to a lower to another day of lower for a third session in a row. December corn futures have once again found themselves hovering around $4.40, a price we've seen all too often the last 60 days. Soybean futures are quietly lower, with the November contract holding above the $9 mark for the first time. Like corn, soybeans seem to be establishing a trading range for the next 30 days, with $8.90 to $9.50 grabbing most of the action. We're going to check your futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At the close yesterday, August live cattle down 27, 108.22. October down 52 at 109.25. August feeder cattle down 60 cents, 141.05. September down 72, 141.87. August hogs down 105 at 79.05. October down up 140, 75.30. Kansas City wheat, September down 2 3/4 at 446 and a quarter. December was down 3 cents at 466 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, September down a quarter penny, 507 and a half. December down 3/4 at 519 and a quarter. September corn down 5 3/4 at 435 and a quarter. December is down 5 3/4 at 441 and a quarter. August soybeans down 14 cents, 887 and 3/4. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.